Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Ray Kaplan from the Kaplan Law Firm in Chicago sponsors this conversation. Just catch me up on what that text message was you sent me this morning.
So there's a little bit of breaking news in the student loan world, and that is that Fed Loans, which oversees all public sector loan forgiveness applications for the Department of Education, has refused to extend their contract with the Department of Education. So this is a big problem. They service tens of millions of borrowers' federal student loans. So all of these people who are in the public sector loan forgiveness program, many of our clients included among them, their loans are going to be transferred from Fed Loans to a different servicer. And I have to tell you, it's going to be a mess because this is all going to end in December. So by what I want people to do is between now and November, you can call us. We do this all the time and request a review of your public sector loan forgiveness payments, or you can call Fed Loans and request a review of those applications and then save that document, because oftentimes when these loans get transferred over, and again, we're talking tens of millions of loans, those loans get transferred to a different servicer and the paperwork tends to disappear.
Well, a lot of us have gone through that with home loans, and it's pretty seamless. You aren't so confident about that here?
No, I'm not confident about that here, because we're talking about a big bureaucracy and millions of borrowers and millions of loans, and there's a lot to keep track of, because it's not as though each borrower has one loan. They have multiple loans where multiple payments are counting towards public sector loan forgiveness, and those loans, some say you have six loans. Three might be transferred to Navient and three might be transferred to Mohila. So we really have to keep an eye on this and just get a hold of this before it gets out of control.
You often tell stories about somebody who comes in with a student loan amount,
right,
and you do what it is you do, exercise the laws that are on the books in their behalf,
right,
and you lower their payments. Do you have any similar tales of late?
Well, lately, what we've been doing is, if you've been making payments anytime from March 13th of 2020 all the way through now, and this will apply all the way through September, if you've been making payments and you have certain types of federal student loans, you are entitled to a refund of every penny that you made during that time. So we have a lot of clients where they were making payments, not realizing that the COVID CARES Act forbearance was applying to their federal student loans, and they've been making payments. They're entitled to a complete refund of all of those payments.
If they choose to, but maybe it was smart for them to go ahead and pay on the loans, because that all went towards the principal, right?
No. In many cases, it just went towards accrued interest. So when you have federal student loans, there are two buckets. There's your principal bucket, and then there's the accrued interest. And oftentimes people were accidentally making payments into the interest bucket instead of the principal bucket.
Yeah.
So in most cases, it makes more sense for us to have those payments refunded, put into your bank account, and it should get in there within 7 to 10 business days.
Are you saying, I heard what you just said, but I want you to repeat that. If you had been paying on your student loan during the forbearance period, which
right,
has been the last several months, you can get that money back?
Yes, a full refund deposited right into your bank account.
Is that on all forbearance loans or just those that were federally financed?
All direct federal student loans.
So I'm sorry, what is the answer to my question? Is that all?
It's not all federal student loans, but I would say it's most federal student loans.
If you've been paying on your student loan during forbearance, there's a pretty good chance you can get your money back.
That's correct.
how do I not know that? Was that in the place all along?
Yes. I mentioned it, but I think it got kind of lost in the shuffle because what we thought was that most people were taking advantage of the forbearance. But we've actually come to find out that a lot of people just continued making payments or thought incorrectly that it didn't apply to them.
Yeah.
So you can get all of that money refunded and your balance is going to stay exactly the same as it was in March 13th of 2020.
John, please ask Ray Kaplan, if one spouse has a Parent PLUS loan in his name only and dies, what happens to the loan? Can the other spouse be held responsible?
The answer is no, and that loan will be forgiven. All you need to do is send a death certificate to the Department of Ed and to the servicer servicing the loan, and the entire loan balance will be forgiven.
Where can I get one of those?
I guess I got a guy.
Probably somebody does out there. Okay, so that's all the time we have, Ray. Ray Kaplan's website is financialrelief.com.
Yep.
Phone number is
312-294-8989. That's right.
312-294-8989, financialrelief.com. Get financial relief on your student loans. And if you're going to borrow money, boy, really call Ray. Get ahead of this thing. That's what I say.
Absolutely.